This episode is sponsored by SelectTech. Want a pretty damn good pair of in-ear Bluetooth headphones? The SelectTech Sport Bluetooth headset is on sale on Amazon right now for only $20. Even better, they've hooked FPT viewers up with another $5 off. You can get these things for just $15. The Amazon link and a special discount code is in the description below. What is going on, my fellow peeps? Welcome to Front Page Tech, the show that gives you all the latest tech news from one geek, that's me, to another, that is you. Quite a few of you keep pointing out that a few episodes ago, I said that I was done with energy drinks, that I stopped drinking them. But you keep saying that I still seem pretty hyper and that you don't think I quit energy drinks. You keep tweeting me this. Well, people, I did quit energy drinks. I never said I would stop drinking coffee. News. A new Google Now on Tap update is rolling out today, giving you a bit more functionality to Google Now on Tap. Previously, while in an app or web browser, whatever, looking at a bunch of text, you could use Google Now on Tap to try to give you information based off of whatever it is that you're reading, but Google says that those results probably weren't as precise as you would like, and now that is changing as of today. You can actually highlight exactly what you want, highlight a piece of text or a word, and trigger Google Now on Tap and give you information precisely related to said word or whatever you have highlighted. Also, image search. So if you are looking at an image and you have no idea what that is, I don't know how that would happen, you could just highlight the image and use Google Now on Tap to tell you exactly what the image is. And yes, this also works within the camera app. Pretty damn sweet. Sundar Pichai, Sundar Pichai. The CEO of Google says that they are going to be a bit more opinionated moving forward when it comes to actual hardware design of devices, which I'm totally interested in. I mean, we already have the Nexus line, which gives us a better feel for Google's vision of Android that is pure stock Android. So I'm interested to see them do the exact same thing for hardware. I mean, assuming that Google is on the right track. I mean, to me, Android has only gotten better and better as Google has given more of their insight and vision into what Android should be. So I'm interested to see what they can do with hardware and OEMs and the Nexus line moving forward. What do you guys think? Do you think Google should have their balls all over this stuff? Or should they just let OEMs be? Today, Facebook Messenger is rolling out a brand new update that sports a brand new set of emoji. Some new diversity options, obviously new skin tone options, which I'm kind of surprised it took them this long to do. Either way, Facebook Messenger, I always say, is one of the most intuitive messaging experiences I've ever had, and I never, ever, ever use emoji because stickers are like super tits. Stickers and GIF GIFs and stickers are like, I could have a whole conversation with just stickers and GIF GIFs. That's all I need. Apple fanboys of the world, rejoice! WWDC is scheduled for June 13th at 10 a.m. Pacific time. That's it. I told you everything. That's the whole story. There you go. You're welcome. What I'm more excited about? June 14th. That is the date in which OnePlus will announce the OnePlus 3 with one major change other than a new phone. No more invite system. For the most part, the invite system totally worked for OnePlus. It helped them manage inventory, obviously, so they didn't get ahead of themselves when it comes to actually manufacturing those phones. And it helped build hype because it was weird and annoying and everyone was talking about it, but it worked. I mean, a OnePlus 2 is my daily driver, so obviously they were doing something right. But obviously it is OnePlus and they're still going to do something really f***ing weird. So once the device is actually announced, when you want to purchase it, the people that are going to be able to purchase it first are going to be people that will do it within a VR app. So you'll purchase a OnePlus 3 in VR. If you are not in VR, if you're in real reality, you'll have to wait 45 minutes before you can actually purchase the device from their website. Either, whatever. No invite system. I'll wait 45 minutes and I will buy this phone. It seems we have a situation where TeamViewer's servers were offline for quite some time, and once they came back online, a bunch of people got hacked. And at this point, even though it makes total sense, it seems that TeamViewer is one of the worst things to have hacked, because a lot of people reported that not only were their computers hijacked, people then opened their web browsers, which held all their passwords and even auto-logged them into other services, like PayPal and their bank accounts, and completely drained their bank accounts, like took all their monies. But TeamViewer says, sorry for the inconvenience, but we didn't get hacked, you did. You see, TeamViewer released an official press statement saying, a recent article warns TeamViewer users have had their bank accounts emptied by hackers gaining full system access. TeamViewer is appalled by any criminal activity. However, the source of the problem, according to our research, is careless use, not a potential security breach on TeamViewer's side. Therefore, TeamViewer underscores the following aspects. Neither was TeamViewer hacked, nor is there a security hole. TeamViewer is safe to use and has proper security measures in place. Our evidence points to careless use as the cause of the reported issue. So literally, they're saying, we didn't fuck up at all. It's you, because you have a shitty password. Something interesting, though, you see, this all happened today. The reports of people being hacked happened today. This blog post was posted last week. Listen, enough people have reported that they have in fact been hacked. It's a little too convenient that after TeamViewer servers went offline and came back up, that's when everyone got hacked, and they're basically reporting the same issue. And it's even more suspicious that whatever this official statement is dated for last week. You know, listen, TeamViewer, I'm calling bullshit on this. And that's the show. Hopefully you liked it, you learned something. If you did, be sure to hit that subscribe button down below. Click it or tick it. You can also follow us on Twitter at Front Page Tech over there. And then we'll see you guys tomorrow. Until then, keep your balls dry.